The Electoral Commission has refuted newspaper publications that prisoners will not be allowed to vote in the December elections. The EC said prisoners' data will be captured in the fourth phase of the ongoing biometric exercise, which begins on Thursday, April 26. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Principal Public Relations Officer Sylvia Anno also stated that despite a few hitches during the start of the registration, the EC is satisfied with the exercise so far. She spoke with Rebecca Ekpe.
We'll be registering qualified prisoners, biometric registration exercise.
Vote. Will the prisoners be able to vote in both presidential and parliamentary elections, or just the presidential elections?
The commission will come up with a statement on that. The current status is that the prisoners would register. Now, that's the most important thing at this point in time. So for now, let's restrict ourselves to the registration, because that's the most important thing at the moment. And once they register, it means that they could be able, they can vote during the election. December 7th.
But basically, whether or not they'll vote in parliamentary, that is yet to be decided.
There will be a clear statement later on.
Mrs. Anno, is the Electoral Commission happy with the state of affairs regarding the ongoing biometric exercise? Is the Electoral Commission happy with how things are going so far?
Oh, yes. When we started with the registration exercise, we had some problems, but they were not quite widespread. And those problems were as a result of problems with some of the officials who turned up late, and then some of the machines, you know, manhandling of some of the machines. Of course, we knew we're going to deal with machines, we're going to deal with human beings, so we made adequate provision. So for that, we were quite proactive in the sense that we have monitors on the floor, you know, who go around the registration centers, making sure that the officials are doing the right thing, replenishing stock. And then we have technicians on the floor who are making sure that through the machines, you know, develop any fault, they'll rectify the problems and that kind of stuff. So basically, if you listened well to the ground, you'll notice that the kind of complaints that used to characterize the registration exercise, the complaints have quite minimized. Come to think of the fact that this is the first time we're doing biometric registration in the country. The kind of complaints we're having, which are quite minimal, you know, indicates that so far so good.
And what will happen to the issue of double registration? We understand that the numbers have increased from about 600 to 2,000 plus, if I'm not mistaken. What will happen to those people? I understand the issue has been investigated to find out exactly who or what contributed to an actual double registration. What is the current status? What will be done?
Of course, it's established that anybody has done double or multiple registration, then of course the law would have to take its course. And the commission would later on come out with a final list. That was a provisional list, and adjudication is being done. And at the end of the day, when we are done, the offenders would definitely be handed over to the authorities for prosecution.
You heard the Principal Public Relations Officer, Sylvia Anno, in that interview with Rebecca Ekpe.
The Electoral Commission has been challenged to intensify education in order to reduce the tension and issue of double registration. The chairman of the GCPP, Dr. Henry Lati, expressed concern about the behavior of certain political parties and commended the police for discharging their duties professionally. He made a commendation on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Focus, which discussed the challenges facing the ongoing biometric voters registration.
We find it quite ridiculous that the two major parties are fighting among themselves as they're voting. We are not voting at the moment, we're just registering. We have to make the system very good so we can all have registered voters. Unfortunately, it was sad to see two MPs have problems with the police. And I'm very happy that ACP Awuni is strong and is doing his job. We have to respect the police. In other countries, even in Germany and America, when you get there, everybody is scared of the police. It's only this country that we don't respect are scared of the police. They are law enforcement agencies, and we have to respect them to do the right job. So whether you're an MP or minister or whatever, if you're doing the right thing, they have to check you. And I wish the police all the best of luck and strength and power to keep Ghana safe.
The General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona, expressed disappointment at the quality of the voters' card, which in his view could have been better.
It's a bit of a mixed feeling for us in the People's National Convention. One is that we are disappointed first in the quality of the voter ID card. In this age and time, you are doing biometric, and this is the quality of voter ID card that we can have. It's certainly unacceptable. Look at it. We are doing lamination at this point in time in our history. take the DVLA, the driving licenses that we have come up with, take the National Identifying Authority, and see the quality of cards that they are printing. Certainly, one thought that when we say we are going biometric, the quality should be closer to what they have, the plastic card, and not the lamination that we are having. I think that, look, we have wasted, or so I would say that we have expended resources in some project that I think that we could have done better as a nation. I feel that this card is even inferior to the previous card that we have. And certainly, I thought that the EC, when you say we are going biometric, let's go the full horse and do the right.
The Director of Elections and Research of the NPP, Martinejay Mensah-Khosa, blamed the EC for the poor education on the cluster system of registration aimed at reducing multiple registration.
The EC did not do enough education, to the extent that they had something they call a movement plan. On the movement plan was the days and dates that each polling station, the 23,100, were going to be covered within the cluster system. What was I do was to effectively let this publication go out ahead of the exercise. This publication started in the daily print or print media while the exercise was going on. How many people in Ghana buy newspapers to read? The second thing is that, having even gotten the radio television adverts running, it was important to get some little publicity. You could go to each polling station within the electoral area and paste there, registration moves here on this day, this time. So people get there and they know that, oh, indeed, the exercise is coming here. That wasn't the case. It started in the first point of the cluster, and so everybody, out of anxiety, when is it coming here? Is it going to come at all? Started trooping into these places, swelling up the numbers in the process. The implication is this: on election day, you are going to have to come now and divide these numbers to create extra polling stations for people to vote, to ease the numbers. That it all comes with some challenges. Secondly, it hasn't made the exercise that smooth. It's been the reason for a lot of the chaos that has gone on in this process.
Those were views of panelists on our current affairs program Focus. We discussed the challenges of the biometric registration.
Meanwhile, the Electoral Commission has appealed to the public not to be concerned about the quality of the voter card being produced. This is because what the EC wanted to do was just to get the data from which a smart card could be produced, possibly at a later date. Deputy Chairman of the Electoral Commission, David Kanga, spoke with Augustina Apik.
People shouldn't confuse a smart card with a co-laminated card. What the commission would have done is to issue a smart card which will be long-lasting and will be of very high quality. But what we are particularly concerned about is the biometric features, so that we'll be able to use the data as and when we want to, and to be able to create it, to digitally transmit it. But a smart card would have cost a lot. The form we were using was also a scannable form, which was thicker. So you will see a difference. But this card, seriously speaking, we could have just only issued it for temporary purpose and then later on generate a smart card. But we had to take off the smart card idea because we didn't have all the time. And besides, the cost would have been very far higher.
The concern actually stems from the fact that as much as 244 million Ghana cedis has been budgeted for the registration exercise, and the quality that comes out really doesn't match the amount that we budgeted for.
I would like to go into the budget distribution, but there are budget lines. If anybody is interested, even can come and we'll take the person through the budget lines. That card is a very, very, very minute part of the budget. It's almost insignificant because we didn't want to go into high cost. If we wanted a very good card, we would have rather issued a smart card, which it's also possible. With the registration, we could have issued a smart card. It might have taken us more and it would have cost more. But we chose the, you know, cost-effective card just for now.
If you are saying just for now, for how long do you think this card will last?
Oh, it should be able to last up to a year and over. Since it is a biometric registration process, and we will have the database, if at a later stage we decide that we want to change the card to a smart card, it wouldn't be a problem at all. It wouldn't be difficult.
So what you are actually saying is that the money that has been voted now, a lot of it went only into the purchase of the machines you are using?
Yes, and many other things. You remember those, all the, we are still battling to pay, we're going to have to pay huge amounts for the allowances and so many other things. So it's not, the machines cost a lot. It's not a card. The card is a very insignificant part of the cost of the whole exercise. The only thing I would like to encourage people to do is to respect the card. If you get it and you put it, you keep it properly, there shouldn't be a problem. It should be able to last more than a year.
Deputy Chairman of the Electoral Commission, David Kanga, speaking to Augustina Apik.